This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah. We're talking about what a person can attain and grab in Ruach HaKodesh. We saw about Nevuah, which is Be'ika Dveikus HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And the knowledge comes as a livui. I want to just go off on a small tangent. You find, not I guess, in terms of the approach of Yiddishkeit, if we are to try to give some difference between Chassidim and Misnagdim, in its shorish. So there was a certain mahalach by Misnagdim that Torah is the ladder and it brings you to a dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is misamik and a person understands, he reaches a point where he's mechuber mekushet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the way, I guess, in a big picture you can describe that. By the Chassidim, the Balei Avoda, it was almost the opposite. By reaching a Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand what he wants you to understand from Torah. In other words, if you work on Ketusha and Torah and being carved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you the Torah. Just like if I have a close friend, I'll share with him. So here also was such an attitude. There were big people on both sides, all sides, but you see this in Ramchal here when he's describing it in Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh is a dagger of Havana Sichlis that comes in line with, like it's a long line from the regular Havana to the Havana Ruach HaKodesh. And that is a matan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person wakes up and says, wow, now I understand, I recognize that that understanding is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Derech of Nevuah that he's describing is a Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings about a deeper understanding and so on. Okay, hey. So, Chelik Gimel, the Perek Gimel, hey. Ach Derech HaSaga Zoyzhi Shetia Al Yedeim Tzoyim. There's no such thing as a person perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu or perceiving the Emes Lamito. A person is always looking through a lens, like a pair of glasses. So anytime I see things through glasses, I'm not seeing the original thing exactly. So I may not be able to tell the difference, but the glass itself has some quality to it. So it's a drop darker without the glasses. The color is a little different. The glass itself is a yesh. So when I see something through glasses, I see it a little bit different. Achamusog be'emes Yaakov v'loy acher ela shetishtane asoga kefishirem tzoyim kiriya bas paklayos. So just like when I'm looking through a glass, I'm seeing something through the glass. So I am seeing the thing, but how I see it depends on the glass. And there are many madregas with that. So there's no such thing as perceiving or the hearing. I'm not talking about even seeing physically, which is obviously no shaykhis. I'm talking about even understanding. Tachlis, we understand through our imperfections. And understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ruchnis, everything about it, comes through some sort of imperfection. That's called Aspaklai She'eni Meira. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Pchinam Aspaklai Meira, and that was a very, very big difference. Let's talk a little about this, and this is a very important topic, obviously. Let's try to understand it, apply it in a certain way. person's mind and seichel and neshama are abstract and pure and so on. We can't understand things that are abstract and pure and have no expression physically. That's why vast majority of people have a problem with understanding theoretical math. It's symbols that deal with nothing. It's one thing when I'm using an adding machine. Two apples and two apples equals four apples. So two and two equals four. I said it's apples with apples, apples. But the more theoretical it gets, the less a metzias it is, and it doesn't sit well. I don't hear it. So some people have a more refined Havana. Some people have a coarser Havana. But that's what it's about. So understanding things goes through a certain lens of a person's outer self. Let's take another example. A person who all his life has dealt with things. He's a farmer, and there's cows, and there's chickens, and there's eggs, and there's harvesting. That's his life. So anything you'll try to explain to him is going to have to be with a certain physical metzias. There's no other way to explain it. So everything is going to be a muscle with a cow, one way or another. That's his avar and tfisa goes through a cow. There was a person, Abal Tanya had a Talmud, Shmuel Menkes, I think his name was. He was a big letz. A big letz meaning he brought out a lot of the points, very sharp. He was also known for doing all sorts of mischievous tricks. His stories in Chabad, it's a lore, his stories. So one of them was, he was stuck, he was in some sort of hick village the night of Slichas. And the lady bangs on the door very early in the morning, and they said Slichas before dawn. And she says, Mr. Shmuel, get up. He said, why are you waking up? Slichas. Says, what's Slichas? You know what Slichas is? No. What's Slichas about? He says, Slichas is to daven that there should be more milk in the cows. You get it? Go. So he said, the first time they heard what Slichas is about. It's more milk in the cows should give more milk. But in the lady's world, it's cows and milk. There's nothing else. A person who's coarse can't deher finer ideas except through his coarse head. And that's why a person who's megushim, even the ruchnisi dehers, is megushim dik. He can't deher something that is finer. There was a yid who once came to the yeshiva by us. He had a son learned by us. This person was a very fine yid, warm heart, never learned yeshivas in his life. Grew up religious in South America, I think somewhere. He was, I think, a chazan of Balt, a big balregish. And his son learned by us in yeshiva. His son's a big balregish and somebody who learned this and that. And so the father came once to see him, lived far away, and he came. And he was talking with me. He lived in that soil, so he spoke in Ivrit. So he just couldn't grasp it basically as a briskim ha'elu. He called the yeshiva bachim the briskim, the briskers. Like that was it. As mea Rambam amar ken lo as kachem mitkavim l'Hashem. Like the arguing about the Rambam, that's like, that makes him feel connected. Like he couldn't understand it. He was a very hatzik, a singer, and he was somebody who was very turned on by that. But the idea that seichel should turn a person on understanding was very far from him. I never wanted to explain it to him. I have to explain it through his words and his world, and it's very hard. It's different. So the grubber a person is, the more coarse, the more megushim a person is, that's his world. And we're not talking about understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. The same way when you want to tell somebody mitzvahs and averis. The good in mitzvahs, what's good in mitzvahs, what's bad in averis. So for somebody, very simple, what's good about mitzvahs is the cow gives a lot of milk. What's bad about averis is there's no milk in the cows. There's no other way to explain it. when somebody that has deeper and deeper still, there's much more to give over. So one of the reasons a Navi Bechlal, the difference between Nevi'im and Torah is, Nevi'im are Mishalim, Nevi'im are metaphors, even the Dibur is very poetic. Torah is tzitzis, tefillin, it's straightforward Diburim about what a person has to do. We deher rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, k'shatam o'isa yadecha, v'yotot v'yos b'necha. I deherit that way. Need to deherit through something else, through the mishalim, through the dimuyim that a navi sees. That's all because a navi is somewhat imperfect, and b'meila the ruchnis that comes through somewhat imperfectly. When you learn, you feel that navi is more powerful. It's very poetic. It's very very strong. But it's a limitation of a Navi, because he can only see it through Mishalim, through other things, and so on. And that's why, we'll see later, you can't learn Torah, you can't learn Halachas from a Navi, because Halacha had to be given exactly where it is. So Torah is exactly where it is. And you can't, if a person interprets a Navi, Moshel Dick, a lot of Navi, you have to interpret Moshel. He was giving a Moshel. Torah, anything that you interpret not literally, is Kfira. Except like the Rishonim say, the Reb Sadia going, there are words, or Arlas Halev, and so on. But in general, it's not meant to be Mishalim, because it's meant to be as clear to the source as possible. So, and the Rambam also, the Rambam, in his introduction to Mar Nevuchim and Shemayne Prokim, when he speaks about the Madregas of people, the Madregas, by how many mechitzas are between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his understanding and his perception. So the more mechitzas there are, the less true to the source is what you see. So like he says, you are seeing the right thing, but what you're perceiving is very, very off target. Masha'ein Kane is a person who has a very fine sense of Re'iyah, then what he's seeing is very, very close to the Emes. And that, in the Rambam, that's the measure of the greatness of a person. How close or further you are is how much you understand. I want to explain one nekuda here. I mean, the way I'm saying the Rambam, the way I'm saying the words about understanding, not understanding, it sounds like it's all philosophy. And what about a guy who's a tzaddik, a big El Chayit? Does it help him in any of this? And the answer is very much so, and I want to re-explain the point. The reason why a coarse person has a problem understanding is not because his brain is off, it's because his personality is off. So if you tell a person, if you'll be zochotu, you'll be sitting by smedish all day and learning. I didn't know it was a schus. I thought that's an einish, not a schus. Because for me, sitting there over a sefer learning is not at all pleasant. The problem is in my personality. The problem is in me. And understanding the good and the bad, understanding Yisurim, why Yisurim help a person, the mezacher a person. Anyone can say those words. Do they mean anything to me? So if I'm a dehaibin a person and I understand what it means to be megushim, what it means to be more mezuchach, then that those words have an answer. That yes, it means something. So you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim to be mezacher a person. It means something. If I'm not, then those words don't mean anything. It's not a question of am I brainy enough to understand it. It's a question of does the language of Elyonim talk to me or not? Okay, we'll hold over here.